Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network, Block Talk Radio. And don't forget to check us out on our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. Yesterday was July 4th, our nation's independence celebration. 247-year birthday. The Great Experiment is still going on, but there were times where we have problems and we need to stand up and fight to protect the Great Experiment. Remember, it was Benjamin Franklin that answered the woman when the woman asked him what type of government we have, and he goes to the young lady, "Ma'am, it is a constitutional republic if we can keep it." The thing is, he knew back then they're going to be socialists, communists, and any other people that are going to try and take this experiment away from us, mainly big government type of thing, because they had this checks and balances set up to eliminate the gigantic arms of the big government, centralized government, and they did the checks and balances, but you got the communists / Democrats that are trying to nibble away piece by piece to take that checks and balances away so they can have total control in everything they have, but turn us into a communist nation. Anyone that supports a Democrat is supporting the destruction of their own family and their own country. It's got to stop, and it's got to stop now. And that's what that is. But yesterday, it was a great day. I was working with a bunch of people. I had a great day there. Scarlett also was working, doing her thing, and we were honoring our nation's birthday and watching the fireworks outside, things of that nature. It was good, but we also had a breaking news during that yesterday, that freedom does ring. it turned out that a fellow judge told the government, Biden and the government, that he cannot stop us from being censoring us from doing a speech on social media like Facebook and Twitter and others. He cannot do what they did during the 2020 election and 2022 election. It is legal now in all 50 states based on the ruling of that judge. And so he has the government, big arms of the government, and big tech don't have any say anymore. Anyone that's being censored, and that includes Comcast, can be reported, and they can end up with, if it's consistent, lose their license and go out of business, and the CEO or a person could end up being in the jail cell, spending many years in the prison cell. You cannot do it. The First Amendment allows us to speak, even in social media, and you cannot shadow ban it or silence us. And it's now a federal offense if you do. And that's a big thing there. And they should knock out the 230s altogether and make it easier for people to sue people like Facebook and Twitter and others. And that would really be free speech, because you cannot prevent people from saying what's on their mind as long as factual and not scandalous, or otherwise not libelous or slanderous. But other than that, you can say anything you want, anytime, anyhow, as long as you have the evidence to back it up. And we always did hear on the truth. So that was a big thing there. And the other big story is the White House. It was snowing in the White House the last few days with cocaine found in the White House. They think political AP is reporting that it's in the cubby, so where visitors come in. I think that's a cop-out. I think it is Hunter Biden's cocaine. He is a notorious cocaine user, crack user. So, you know, and we believe it's still Hunter Biden's. We're not going to apologize for saying it sounds like Hunter. And, by the way, it's not the first time that there's drugs in the White House. Nixon days, they had it. Kennedy days, they had it for various reasons, and others. In fact, Kennedy was smoking marijuana because of the pain from his back injuries from World War II and PT-109. So he was using that to alleviate the pain. So that was in the White House. And then, of course, you got Jimmy Carter days and Billy Carlin and stuff like that, and others. So that's a big thing there. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on today. We got some music we're going to be playing. And let me introduce you to Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. Happy belated 4th.
You got to remember, there's a lot of things. We are the greatest nation on earth, despite all the stuff. We're still that shiny light on the mountain, as we say. Because people are still trying to get into here, most of them doing the legal way, but there's still a lot of illegal ways. In fact, talking about legal aliens, Massachusetts today started giving out driver's license to illegal aliens in Massachusetts. And to counteract that, down here in Florida, it is illegal to, if you got to go into coming in from another state, and using some another state's driver's license, that license will be not valid, and you gotta get the Florida's driver's license instead. And all you have to do is transfer one to the other if you can prove that you're legal, and otherwise you're an American citizen.
It doesn't matter if you're legal or illegal. If you move to a new state, you have to alter your driver's license to the state.
I know, but a lot of states are just doing it around checking to see if they're legal or not. In Florida, it's now, as of today, you have to check to see if they're legal. So in any kind of instance, if you're going into Florida and you want to do a driver's license in Florida from the driver's license that you have, say, in Massachusetts, the Massachusetts driver's license is not going to be valid. You're going to have to get a brand new license here in Florida.
Right.
And that means going through the test. And you got proof that you're illegal, that you're American citizen.
You have to show your birth certificate.
Right.
At the get a license here.
Right.
So if you don't have the birth certificate, you don't get a license.
That's right.
Remember all that hassle they gave me?
Yeah.
Shit. Okay? You had to have everything. Your entire documented life in order to get a license.
Also, we got breaking news also. The movie Sound of Freedom is the number one movie in America today. We were pumping it. It's about, and it's very important. And Angel Studios put out a message, special message from Neil Harmon, which is a friend of Angel Studios. He's the CEO. And thanks to fans around the country, Sound of Freedom earned the top spot as America's number one movie on Independence Day. We received numerous messages telling us theaters are either packed or sold out. This movie has now taken on a life of its own to become something more than that grassroots movement. We will pump it on this show, on the podcast, elsewhere, and we've been moving it. And the movie and Sound of Freedom is now number one with an A+ cinema score rating. We're the top rated movie in America, and we're going to see word of mouth spread even further going into the weekend. The world needs to see Sound of Freedom, and we know that our biggest competitive advantage, our incredible fans and investors, are going to make sure that that happens. You can get tickets. We have tickets. You can get tickets. It's not a problem to see the movie, but it is sold out everywhere it goes. So get your tickets early and then go to see it. It's about child trafficking. We're very big in human trafficking. We've been doing that for several years now on the radio show. We do have numerous human trafficking people in Broward County and elsewhere.
When that started with Epstein, remember that?
Yes, this going back.
Yeah, going back, what, like 12, 13 years?
Yes. So we're concentrating on that, and it's the number one movie, and we're going to continue to do that. Human trafficking goes hand in hand with drug trafficking, and what's unique on it, and this movie's going to show it, is the Democrats support human trafficking and drug trafficking, and the government. He's got the guy that you got to see the movie.
Because they use them as mules.
Right, and open borders and stuff like that. And you go see the movie, and they'll show it. It's a true story. Everything in that movie is factual, and it ties in a lot of bad people on the Democrat side. And even down here in Broward County, we know there's human trafficking going on, drug trafficking going on. But unfortunately, we have left-wing, deep-backed judges and prosecutors that still allow murdering bitches and criminals to walk the street. And part of that crew that I just mentioned is also responsible for drug trafficking and human trafficking in Broward County and elsewhere. And that's got to stop. But in order to do that, and not just here in South Florida, but around the country, you've got to get rid of these left-wingers. You've got to make sure that there's no Democrat or left in office anywhere. You got to get rid of the George Soros attorneys and in fact, George Soros needs to be picked up with the World Court, with Mossad, with Interpol. You can go ahead and get rid of George Soros. He's a criminal in every way of the word. Go get him, arrest him, put him away, and take care of him. Same thing with his son. Take rid of the Soros family, and you can end a lot of the problems here in this country and elsewhere in the world. Don't forget, George Soros' father was a Nazi concentration camp person, and little George Soros is helping his father picking out the Jews to execute him in gas chambers. So that's where they come from. But then again, Democrats love Soros the same way they love Margaret Sanger, because they hate blacks as much as they hate the Jews. And that's the big thing there and this country. And when you get Cori Bush, the other squad people, saying that on July 4th tweet, saying that we should we should give reparations to everybody because of what's going on back in 1776. Everyone should be have reparations in the black community. Same thing they did in California, which is going broke, which never really passed all the way through because they know that they can't do it. But the point is, that's the mindset of these ultra-left communists. They hate this country so poorly. And then you got Ben and Jerry's ice cream that wants to give this country back to the Indians. And then they want to know why they fought back with us today. So, you know. Scarlett?
How
Scarlett?
About the rhinos?
Go ahead.
They're all in the same pocket. You know,
yeah.
Power hungry, money hungry, who doesn't care about the people. And it's just the way it is. You vote them in. You vote them in. You get what you vote for. They lie
and
they fraud. And they give you a platform. They suck at you. You believe them. And then they screw you. And that's how
talk. Yeah, I know. It's really bad news.
There's no integrity.
No.
Did this shit go on in our founding fathers? Probably.
Maybe. They have their own incidences. But, you know, by the way...
the First Continental Congress had gentlemen sitting there who had no integrity. Just buttheads. They didn't make money, you know. They didn't work every day, you know.
So they got what the Continental Congress. What they did is they go home and they do the farming or they do the some of them lawyers. They do lawyering and other business. They own a tavern, things in that nature.
The Declaration of Independence. It took a while for it to fully be signed by all of the individuals because they all were home. They had to come back. It was, you know, they all had different times. So it wasn't done in one day. It was done over a period of months.
Yeah, I know. By the way, they have a guy that's supposed to be taking over from Nancy Pelosi when she retires. His name is Scott Wiener. This guy is a radical LGBTQ activist and California State Senator from San Francisco who may succeed Nancy Pelosi once she retires. He is currently behind the multiple catastrophic bills that strip away parental rights in California. Be very careful. Democrats do not believe that you as a parent is a parent. It's not your child, even though you gave birth to him. It's their child. It's the government's child. It's the Democrats' child. It's the communist child. That's what they are. And the bills that they did was AB 665, which allows minors to consent to mental health services referred by mental health professionals or school psychiatrist and or send a child to a shelter for any reason without parental consent or knowledge.
That's legal kidnapping.
Right. This is in California. But they want to make it nationwide. Ain't gonna happen. But AB 957 codifies into law that a child self selected gender.
State of Florida is never going to have that.
Right. Now, AB 957 codifies into law that a child's self-selected gender is always part of a child's health, safety, and welfare. This bill also compels courts to review affirming the child's gender identity as in the best interest of the child when deciding custody cases. When in doubt, the woke parent gets the advantage. In other words, they screw you. If you're a parent, if you don't believe in their way, this is what Alliance Defending Freedom and other organizations are fighting right now to prevent that from happening. If they go behind your back as a parent and say screw you, and if you don't believe in that, they will find ways to screw your kid and to you. AB223 will allow any adult in custody of a child to change the child's name, sex identifier, and or gender in secret. So if you're divorced and you're not consulting your parents, you've got no say of anything about your child. This childless Marxist is leading the assault on parental rights, and he's successful in definitely. If he's successful, definitely he definitely plans on taking on Nationwide.
He has to be elected.
Right. Well, I'm just telling you that's what that is. That's what's happening there.
He won't get elected, I'm telling you. Will he?
No. But you never know. You never know because it's California. It doesn't matter.
It's one person against I don't know what, and we control Congress. Sorry. He could go hang out with Hakeem. There's a guy.
Also, America's largest teachers union, the National Education Association, just published a list of 11 books as great summer reads. Among those are White Fragility and Gender Queer. That's right. The NEA endorses racist and white creeds and books with graphic oral sex images as a great summer reading for kids. Dissolve the Union.
And that's being spread around Broward County?
That's around the country. I don't know about Broward County, not yet.
Joe Biden.
Yeah. Men in the 1940s lied about their age so they could go and help fight in World War II. Men in 2023 lie about their gender so they can win medals in women's sports. Anyway, it's a time for let's honor our America and let's do a little couple songs, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, what should we play?
Yankee Doodle.
Okay, let me get to that. Oh, I got it. Okay. How is Yankee Doodle, and that's part of our 4th of July, 5th of July celebration. You know, we got to mention, want to thank Dr. Sheldon Roth that came on our show this past Sunday. We got to invite him over again in a couple of weeks. We'll set that up. And we could have used the 2 hours of an hour for him because there was a lot of lessons learned. There's a lot of good information about President Trump, inside and out, his character, his mind, everything about him. You get to learn him. If you go back to our archives until it was passed on the show and listen to the show, and you'll learn a lot of insight. So we want to thank Dr. Sheldon Roth for coming on. His book is Psychologically Sound, The Mind of Donald J. Trump. I urge everyone to go out and get it from Amazon and other areas. So pick it up and read it and learn a lot about Trump, a lot of stuff that's not what the media is telling you. You start learning about who he really is and his mindset, the character, the content of your character, and all that stuff, his religious take, everything. Scarlett, what do you think?
I thought that his bio of the man was very interesting. There was a lot of stuff I didn't know. So I became educated. I didn't know he reads a lot, you know. I know he's busy, you know. He's working on stuff, especially with the country. He was very busy cleaning up all the messes and negotiating and getting the best deal.
And it's really interesting. Everything, the insight that he's gotten, how he did it. He never met him personally, but he wrote everything through a lot of research and stuff like that, a number of years doing it, and just reading about it, reading his everything, all his speeches, his books, his writings, and he got to know the person and the history of President Trump and the Trump family going way back to the beginning. And if you listen to the show, you'll learn a lot in a short time. There's a lot more to learn, and we're going to bring him back on also in the future.
That's a great plan.
Yeah, and also, I am trying to work with, I'm working with a number of people to bring on Dr. David Anderson. He is a pastor, a preacher, and a radio host out in the D.C., Maryland area, and Delaware, around that area, that type of area. And he has a number of good books out there. One I've got right now is called I For Grace You, which is doing good to those who have hurt you. It basically is teaching you how to use God and the Bible to try and forgive for grace, as they say, people that have done harm to you or to others, and turn it around and try to cleanse, not only cleanse your soul, but cleanse the other soul that's done harm to you. You know, and it's interesting how it's done. Dr. David A. Anderson is the founder and senior pastor of Bridgeway Community Church in Columbia, Maryland. He's also the president of the Bridge Leader Network and Diversity Consulting Firm, and a radio talk show host in the nation's capital. His book includes Gracism, which we had the book club last month. That was part of what they were discussing, which I have to deal with. It's Gracism, the Art of Inclusion, and the Multicultural Ministry Handbook. Plus, it's also involved with this one, with I For Grace You, which is very important. So get it in the library. You can pick it up. You can go to IVP Books and Bridge Leader Books and ask for a copy, and they'll get it to you. It's important to learn how to handle situations, you know, without retaliating against people. It's at times, it's how you change the moral compass of situations on that, you know, and that's how you do things. So that's some, I'm in the process of reading the book. I'm on chapter 4 of an 8-page chapter, and then I'm supposed to give the book away to somebody else to read, and that's how you help people around. But Dr. Anderson, we're trying to get him on our show in the next few weeks, so we'll be talking about that too. Probably after his interview on the other place I'm at, so we'll go from there. So that's a good thing. So we're going to go into the publishers and authors and ideas and entertainers and stuff like that. We're still waiting for a couple invitations to come in, and we'll go from there as we spread out, because it's not just politics and the show, and we're going to continue with the news, of course, and everything else. So, Scarlett, anything to add?
Playing of the tune.
Okay. What do you want this time?
Either or.
Okay.
Play Martina McBride, Independence.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you were going to say that. Okay.
Well, she seemed all right. And drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer,
That used to be Sean Hannity's theme song on the radio when Sean Hannity was actually conservative, and that cave into the nutcases on Fox. But that was his theme song.
You know that version with her, but there's another one. She sung it on the CMT with Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
And that is excellent. Really great duet.
I want to tell you, you saw me talking to some people today, I talked to a young lady, 102 years old, out of Jersey, and we were talking about, I think it was Special Olympics, because we were working in Jersey for the Special Olympics, they're doing the annual fund drive, and we're trying to make sure that there's 250,000 kids with intellectual disabilities that still haven't been reached in New Jersey, and we were trying to reach them and help them get the same benefits as everybody else at Special Olympics. And there's a 102-year-old woman that she's participated, but she also we're talking about she drives still. She does a lot of different things, and she does her own thing. 102 years old, and that, anyone that complains about anything, was doesn't matter if it's in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever. And you're talking to and you read somebody that's 102 years old and she's doing all this stuff. Shame on you if you can't hold up your end, no matter what the situation, and a 102-year-old woman can run circles over you, there's something wrong with you. So that's the thing there. But she's an inspiration. That 102-year-old woman is an inspiration, and that's a main thing, and that's a big, big thing, and that's what makes this country great, is women like that. Woman like Queen Emily, she is another one that's a big inspiration. Overcome what she went through, and she wins marathons and races and stuff. And she goes to work. She has family. She goes out. She enjoys life. She does her thing, and that is a big thing. And that's another thing that makes this country great, because you have the ability to do that. It's the power from within. It's the power that you have, your inner soul, your inner being, that helps you. It's not just spiritually, but also inner being. And the drive that you have inside of you that can succeed in life if you put it to you. But you got to get rid of the negatives, the toxics around you, and stop focusing on being great. You know, make America great again. Means that everyone in this country should have an opportunity to be great, to succeed in life, to follow their passions and dreams. There was absolutely nothing wrong with MAGA, except that the left that wants you to fail.
Gave up on the MAGA shit. They couldn't win. Hey, are they still asking at the press corps? Are they still asking the press secretary about Hunter and Joe Biden?
Yes, and they added more. Everything was about the cocaine and making White House the snow in the White House. They tried to cover up now, saying that it's in a cubby people put things in to go in to go visiting the people in the White House, which is bullcrap. James Rosen said,
why would anybody bring cocaine to the White House? So
nobody is. It's bullshit. It's a lie. It's another cover-up.
They associate with. Okay? You can't get around this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that means somebody came to the White House and poured on a mirror cocaine, and they all did lines.
Yeah, and then it was a bag. They said initially it was like a plastic bag, whatever it may be, but I don't know if it's true.
Positive from a lab.
Yeah. So and they first said it was the library. So it was in the library. Then they said that's a machine word.
I said.
Well, you can't. I don't think you could do, I don't think you could test the fingerprints on the plastic, but we'll see.
Oh yes, you can.
Anyway, Donald Trump responded to this stuff, and he goes, "Does anybody really believe that the cocaine found in the West Wing of the White House, very close to the Oval Office, is for the use of anyone other than Hunter and Joe Biden? But watch, the fake news media will soon start saying that the amount found was very small, which they're starting to do, and it wasn't really cocaine, which they can't anymore because
they're
confirmed.
Positive. They
right.
can't lie.
But, right, but rather common ground on aspirin, and the story will vanish, which
you know
it
what?
Won't.
You know what? They can't say it was powder, because then there's other problems because of what's going on with powder.
Right. And then he continues and says, has deranged Jack Smith, the crazy Trump-hating social special prosecutor, been seen in the area of the cocaine? He looks like a crackhead to me. this ultra left wing dickbag Harry Sisson.
Did they blame
yeah.
it on Jill?
No.
The wife is a crackhead.
No. Anyway, this guy Harry Sisson, who's a left wing Gen Z type of person, who's he challenged people. I said, come on the show, Harry Sisson. I'm calling you out on the show now. I did it on Twitter. Come on, Harry Sisson. You say you want to debate people. You're Gen Z. You want to show how crazy we are. Come on the show, 515-602-9657. We'll debate the issues, but he won't.
You know why? Because he's a pussy.
Yeah, they all are.
They don't do their job in D.C. It's all a bunch of wag the dog, smoke and mirrors. Hunter's not in jail. Hunter's not even going to go to jail. Because the prosecutor is friends with an ex-partner of Hunter's.
Right.
So the fix is in. And...
Sorry.
That's the way it is. No.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we got to mention that the Philadelphia shooter was a transgender person. She killed 5 people. She's being charged with first degree murder, which is good. Or it's being charged because it's an it. And we got to stop with these transgenders. Right. Right.
It's a
transgender
costume.
Is a mental illness. Period.
It's a man. Okay? That's it.
Even the gay community do not support transgenderism because they know because it's hurting them. And and they just want to be left alone. And this transgender garbage is hurting everybody. And they even believe that. So.
Get out of the White House.
Yeah. I know. Look at the insult that was.
Okay, go after the criminals.
All right.
Arizona, and the new attorney general told the Supreme Court to go scratch.
Yeah, I know. And we have people there ready to take her into custody. So we'll see where it goes. But
he
anyway,
is not the governor.
Yeah,
and
don't worry about that. She's going to be something else.
It's
yeah, there's something else. Something else is in place. I can't get into it. By the way, talking about, there was a promotion today by somebody we know that actually got was honored to be, that is, remember Carla Spaulding?
Yeah.
She was named the new president of Florida Veterans for America First State Chapter.
Okay.
So that's it's a lobbying arm, America's First for the military. That's a connection. Well, she was Navy nurse, so that fits. But she's got to get the problem with Carla. I love the girl. She was really cool. But she needs She needs to have the step in the back wall to step in the fire. She cannot, her biggest problem, she fundraises great, but her problem is just that she doesn't get into the fire and she doesn't debate, and that hurts her every time. She's got to learn to get that fire in the belly to continue to work, and she could be good if she gets the fire in the belly. So that's a big thing, yeah.
And
I was, when I was a bodyguard for her for a little while, I told her, you know, I told her, you got to fight, you got to go into the bad thing. Every time I run into her, I always ask her to be her security. But the thing is, she needs to stand up and actually fight, be military. You came from the Navy, be military, focus on that, and focus on that, you know, focus on what's inside your heart, and you can do, you win. But she hasn't done that yet. We'll see. But I think she's setting up for something with that. But anyway, want to play another song?
Yes.
Let's do Battle Hymn, okay?
Excellent, yeah.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, America, 247 years.
That's it.
Yes. One of the things I got to tell my listeners, sometimes I transfer numbers or words, so that happens. So it's 247 years. So that's what that is. Yeah, 3 years. He got when Trump is in the White House, he's got a very big 250th birthday. It's going to be a big celebration around the country, and he plans on making like a World's Fair type of thing. But it's going to be situated where every state is going to have their own pavilions and stuff to celebrate America. And he's planning that's one of the first things they're going to set up once he gets into office again.
I wish it was now.
Yes, well, so a lot of people. So that's a big thing there.
Anyway, this is Scarlett Butler telling everybody, well, happy belated 4th. And we'll see how the current news shapes up. It's never dull. And
no, it never was.
More so now. And
yes.
Gas went down to $3.12.
Yeah, the guy I was talking to in Alabama just before the show, he's talking about 3:30, and he was complaining, but he said, "Don't forget, we got to remember. Oh yeah, went down 3:10 or 3:30. As he said, it was $1.80 under Trump. So no matter how much it goes down now, it's still a lot more now.
And inflation is insane. It's just creeping
8%. He said it's 8%.
There are more banks coming out that are gonna crash. So that crypto shit is really going to knock out banks. It's bad, okay? And so my thoughts to everyone is God bless you. God bless America. Everybody have a great week. I'll be back on Sunday, and you never know what will happen. So give a call in at 515-602-9657 and give a shout-out and have a conversation. Open topic, just no disrespect. This is Scarlett Butler saying bye.
And it's going to be a great week coming up. Tomorrow's Thursday, Friday. Friday, I remember, don't forget to tune in RSPN and Newsmax on Friday, another mega Trump rally. I believe it's in Iowa on Friday. During the day, so I can't watch because I'm working, but we'll keep updates on it, and we'll check into our podcast, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast, for updates on that. Go to thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net, and check us out on that. You click in there, enter, and subscribe. You get newsletters, ideas, and other things to be part of bringing the truth. The truth always wins out in the end. And remember, like Trump said, always dream. What made America famous, what made America great, is the fact that we as individuals have the passion and the power to dream and to fulfill our dreams. And do not allow the left and the deep state or any or the communists take that away from you. You as an individual in this country have the ability to be on top of the world. That's what makes America great. We are that shiny light on the mountain, on the hill. That light will never get blown out. The flames of freedom will never get put out. We are going to continue to do that, and we're going to get rid of the deep state, and we're going to get rid of the communist, socialist, Democrats, and we're going to make everyone prosperous and healthy and great again, because we're going to make America great. We're going to keep us safe. We're going to keep us prosperous. We're going to be respected again. We're going to be honored again. We're going to have to be powerful again. And we're going to do it, and we're going to do it within ourselves, because America is the greatest nation on earth. We will never let that flame to die out at all. God bless you all. We'll see you on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Block Talk Radio, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of People Media Network, on The Truth Is Out There radio show on Block Talk, on the Block Talk Radio. And don't forget to check us out, thetruthisthetruth.net. God bless you all. Happy 4th of July, actually 5th of July, and we'll continue to celebrate America, because every day is the 4th of July in this country, and we have to continue to fight for the best there is, our country, because we're all there. Again, and we will see you on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Remember, parents, buy for your kids because the teachers union and the Democrats want to take them away from you. It's their kids, not yours, according to them. So make sure you stand up and go to every school board meeting there is and participate as a parent before they take it all away from you, because that's their mindset. So see you on Sunday. God bless you all. Happy birthday, America, and we'll see you on Sunday.